troubles on the line.
Ewy gimme.
Sure. Hello, oh, we can't hear you. Okay, well, I can see on the thing, so it's going to the program, which is good.
What?
Oh, there's headphones right here. Are these good?
So, do we just not have any headphones anymore? Do people not talk anymore these days? I'm just going to assume that it works.
My head really hurts, guys. I drink a lot of coffee, and my head really hurts.
Wait, let me see if this works.
But, if I can be completely candid, you know, it's after hours, so we can be adult. Took a huge potty today. Biggest potty
ever.
Well,
okay,
dude.
I can hear you. I can hear.
Biggest potty ever. I did the huge, biggest potty ever. No, I didn't. It was okay. It's a normal size potty. I've been really consistent. I studied yesterday and today. And yesterday I did a little bit of work, and I learned a lot. And today I did a lot of work, and I've learned a little. I don't know how that's possible. It's like the more stuff I do, the less I know. I don't even know you could do that.
Yeah, I've definitely had a rough week in terms of exams. I don't think I'm in like fail territory for any class, knock on wood. But I've just been doing I don't know, like below the curve a lot of the times now, and I'm just like, come on, Griffin.
I am in fail territory, which is why I really need to lock in.
I think you will. I believe in you.
I'm at a 67 right now. So if I get worse on the first exam, I got a 54.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as I get better than that on this next exam,
okay,
my grade should theoretically go up.
That's better than what I got on one of the exams this semester. I guess I should say, you guys are listening to WMEC Digital College Park, where college radio is Ari Radio. It's his. He owns it. He invented it.
Bro. Yep.
Okay, wait.
Let's play the Peace-Aw.
Yeah, and then I'll talk a little bit about what's going on. What's going on,
dude?
Here?
I was using Akinator today, and I just kept doing the 6-7 kid, and somehow every time, it took longer and longer to figure out that it was a 6-7 kid.
I did. Akinator had a really hard time with Smormu from,
dude,
Smiling Friends.
Akinator got Charlie Kirk in like 5 questions.
That's crazy.
My friend did Charlie Kirk, and it literally took Akinator like 5 or 6 questions.
He shaped so much like a square that's really easy to guess him.
Is your character a square?
Is your character related to C from Minecraft?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay, here's our favorite PSA. Mm-hmm.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday. FCA at UMD.com.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got it.
Perfect. Beautiful.
Audio listeners love you to death. Griffin had something in his teeth.
What color was it? Because I just made N8 chili, so it has to be some component of that.
It was brown.
Bean
skin.
Yeah.
Probably skin from the beans.
I forgot tomatoes, though. I was really upset.
Have you seen the Reddit post? It's like, am I the asshole? Convinced my cousin that chili was woke, so he stopped making chili.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The story is like, he's like, my cousin like really hates woke, and he loves chili. He's so proud of his chili. So like a year ago, I told him, at his like chili night, that chili was actually made by Mexican immigrants as a vegan option for like American food, so chili's woke. And ever since then, he stopped making chili. And just the other like last month, I told him that I was actually joking, and he got really upset because he'd stopped making chili for like almost a year or something. We gotta start doing that with stuff.
You know him as Johnny. Audience will know him as my roommate.
Yep.
And also, I think he's on the show like twice.
Yep.
We passed by this like 7-Eleven in Harford that was closing down.
Oh,
and
no.
I told him that they were putting a burrito spot there, like a breakfast burrito spot called Broncos Burritos.
Yes.
And that it looked really good. And one of the menu items was like a burrito with like hash browns, chipotle mayo, bacon, egg, like hot sauce. It looked a cheese or pepper jack cheese. It looked really, really good. And so what actually the case is that I took that from a burrito spot in College Park. It's a menu item called a Bronco Burrito at Badass Breakfast Burritos in Doghouse, like, which is like a ghost kitchen in Doghouse.
Yeah.
And I just completely made it up, and I was just like, oh yeah, I completely, like, I'm lying about this. And he was like, you sick bastard. And then at one point Alex was like, I don't know what to eat here. I was like, you should eat Badass Breakfast Burritos. They have this really cool menu option called Bronco Burrito, which is like, and then I list off the exact same ingredients, and it was, oh, they're really jamming in there.
Yep.
Johnny could not believe his eyes that it was a real thing, because I had
lied to him.
Yeah, I had held that burrito in front of him before, and it was not real. Okay, so the theme for today is songs that my mom would love.
Yep.
A little bit later, we might do a little bit of a switch up on the theme. But this, yeah, that was. This has been on the list for a while. We have a big running list that we kind of forgot about, and just kind of start doing things off the cuff.
But this one's for the moms out there.
Yeah, this one's for the moms out there. This is like not even necessarily just my mom. This is songs that like you play for your mom, you know.
Oh my
like
god, I got so many, dude. Yeah, you're not even ready.
Like I went off my mom's taste. I assume you went off your mom's taste. Yep. Or my mom's, like it's either or just mom in general, like the concept of a mom. What song would mom
I'm going
like?
Off like, so my mom is like very Indian, you know, because on account of she's from India, but like all the American music she likes is like kind of like wine mommy, like music that you would like, you'd like if you're like a wine mom, or like you just like liked being happy. That's my mom's thing, is she's like, I want to be happy, so I listen to happy music.
That's real. I always say that. I say that every single episode of Happy Dudes Angsty Tunes. That's why we're happy dudes, is because we play the angsty, it, something like that.
Oh yeah, oh
gooey. Okay, I'm gonna start it off with a song that I think my mom would like. I'm like typing in the air right now. I'm really good at it. I found it.
I like this guitarist.
Yeah, he's hitting.
He's got good timing.
He's hitting the tunes, I would say.
It's a, remember that one band where the drummer was like the only person who was on time, and everybody else was like kind of moving at a different speed.
They're locked in today. I'm proud of them. I'm very proud of them. Okay, this is what I was looking for. Okay, the first song that I'm playing is Do I Have to Talk You Into It by Spoon.
Hold on, I'm going to check my iPad's charging.
So he can't get to it at the dark.
but it's fading to even my mom. And the words get stuck on the tip of my tongue. Feeling cut off from everyone.
Nobody should ever weld.
Well, welding is made. I used to get on my Instagram page like videos of guys reviewing welds.
This weld is garbage.
This is a terrible weld. You should fire this welder.
This one ain't holding up. Let me tell you, I've got 13 years in the field. This one's not holding up.
Welding.
Everybody in welding is just like
this
saying stuff.
Terrible.
Yeah, they're all. I've never seen anybody like, this is a good weld, so they can't all be bad, you know what I mean? Some of them have to work. I think I can tell when the weld is good. Like, when it looks really consistent the whole way, if it's got gloop in it, then I don't trust the weld.
This is a fair point. This is a fair point. A lot of times I say I just, like, can't...
What? When Griffin gets taken over by the frog princess of the lake?
I often feel that way. Very often.
Another thing that I feel like nobody, like, likes is, everybody's, like, if somebody does roofing, they're like, wow, this guy did an amazing job, like, all the time, even if it doesn't look that good.
Look at how it makes a triangle shape.
This guy's a genius.
This guy's the smartest
guy
ever. This is beautiful.
My girlfriend showed me the craziest, like, deck design the other day, where they couldn't cut through, like, the deck wood, so instead of, like, you know, like... If you have a diagonal piece and another diagonal piece, you have to cut them so that they join. Yeah. There were just holes all over the deck, and it was the caption was "I tried my best!" Exclamation mark. It was like it was very hard, but we did what we could.
We did a good job. We tried.
So funny.
That's me on the exams. This is the exams lately.
Literally, you know what? I did 50%.
Yeah. All right. Tell me about this mom song.
Okay, so I sent this song to my mom a while ago, and she was like, this is okay. But that's what she says about everything. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, I'll send her anything, and she'll be like, that's okay. Yeah, sure. But this song reminds me of my mom, because she, like, loves... Like, the American music that she, like, most connects to is, like, the Backstreet Boys and Michael Bublé and, like, Christmas music, I feel like. So this song is just, like, a perfect example of the Michael Bublé that, you know, the moms across America love.
I think so too. Although I don't, I'm actually not sure how my mom feels about
this
song.
It's called "Everything," and my mom is like pretty much my everything. In that I came out of her.
That's hey, amen.
Yeah.
You're a falling star, you're the getaway car, you're the line in the sand when I go too far. You're the swimming pool on an August day, and you're the perfect thing to say. And you play it coy, but it's kinda cute, oh, when
you're smiling at me, you know exactly what you do. Baby, don't pretend that you don't know it's true, 'cause you can see it when I look at you. And in this crazy life and through these crazy times, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. You're a carousel, you're a wishing well, and you light me up when you ring my bell. You're a mystery, you're from outer space, you're every minute of my everyday. And I can't believe that I'm your man, and I get to kiss your baby just because I can. Whatever comes our way, I will see it through, and you know that's what all love can do. And in this crazy life and through these crazy times, it's you, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. Everything, you're every song, and I sing along, 'cause you're my everything.
They're playing that one. What song is that? That's a Rotten Apple? No. It's Alice in Chains.
It's Don't Fear the Reaper.
No. Don't Fear the Reaper. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that song, but for a very interesting reason. You ready?
SNL skit?
Nope, just didn't like the album art. I was like, this album art is for nerds.
What does it look like?
It's like a waiter in front of like a Stonehenge or something. I didn't like it. I'm just like, dude, give me a different album art. This guy's freaking me out. That's the only, like, the music, the song is good, but this guy freaks me out, so I don't listen to it ever.
I don't hate this. This is a little bit unpleasant to look at.
Yep, it's just, they're just creepy. But I can't do it, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's definitely a mom song, though. Even though I don't know.
Dude, your mom, I think that if somebody doesn't at least kind of enjoy Michael Bublé's music, they are too far gone. Can I be honest? You hate Michael,
you can't be honest, dude. Not okay.
Michael Bublé is okay, yeah, he's not good at being artistic, but if you hear him in a mall and you don't think, wow, it's time for Christmas to happen, you're a soulless creature who's. Like, you know, do you know the story about Anthony Bourdain and that lady? Let me tell you. This lady loved, she'd been reviewing restaurants her whole life, mm-hmm. and she reviewed the new Olive Garden in her town, right?
Yeah.
And she loved it. She was like, this is the most beautiful place. I'm so excited to be here. And the internet found out, and they all started making fun of her. And Anthony Bourdain, may his soul rest in peace, the god of food criticism,
mm-hmm.
lost his mind. He got so upset. He was like, this woman understands enjoying food more than any of you, and you're making fun of her for being happy. And I think that's what Michael Bublé isn't the greatest artist ever. Yeah, he's not thought-provoking, but he's like Olive Garden. You know what I mean? You can have good Olive Garden. Olive Garden can be yummy and not be healthy. That's fine. And that's what I think about Michael Bublé.
I'll allow it. I have zero idea of my mom's opinion on Michael Bublé. I can't say I've really ever heard it on her playlist other than like a Christmas one. But I mean, yeah, I understand it. It's like, I think it falls under those categories of songs that become better, like at on a special occasion, which I guess is kind of a lot of songs. But true. I think Michael Bublé's like, there's a specific time and place for his music, and for me, that's not most of the time. But it is, you know, every once in a while, it's put on and I wouldn't be upset, you know. He's just a little guy.
Better than Drake.
There's someone who I think is listening who would be upset by that statement.
Who loves Drake, though, you know?
Sessia loves Drake.
Oh.
And also Sean Gibbons from my high school. Shout out, Sean.
Sean Gibbons loves Drake. Mm-hmm. I don't like him.
She just texted me, wow.
Wow?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the list, Sessia. Number one, Kodak Black. Number two, Michael Bublé. Number three, Drake. That's my list.
Greatest artist
top
of all
three artists. Top three artists.
It just means you hate every other artist. It just happens to be that the third best artist you also hate. I hate all music. It's just Kodak Black and Michael Bublé are cool. I hate Drake, but he's better than everyone else. but most forward-thinking music taste of all time. Okay, just before the okay. I'm getting some firsthand thoughts.
Hot off the
presses
from
my
mom.
She said she would put Bublé on her chill playlist.
Oh yeah.
And the Spoon song on many playlists.
Yeah.
And I think that's a fair take.
Yep.
Thank you for your input, mom.
Michael Bublé.
Ceci would remove Michael Bublé and then put Drake and Kodak. And then everyone else isn't as bad.
Nope. Here's number one, Michael Bublé. Number 12, Interpol. All right, next song before this turns into an argument.
Okay, this song is also, I feel like, I listened to this album for the first time not that long ago. I've been getting really into this band. I don't know, they have cool, like, I don't know, kind of sad-sounding 90s indie rock.
Yay.
Or I guess like early 2000s also. But this is a song called Now It's On by Granddaddy. I'm a big fan of these fellas.
Yeah, you like them, Granddaddy. Oh, my friend went to go see them.
Heck yeah.
Max.
Oh, the climbing Max?
Glasses. Yeah,
yeah.
Leah's Max.
Whoa.
And Daphna, they went together to go see Granddaddy.
Whoa, yeah. Cool. That's awesome. Okay. I love me some Granddaddy. Okay.
Excited to listen.
This is the song Now It's On by Granddaddy.
Woo!
Now that the K's in place.
is a good album.
Can you guys hear me?
Raise your hand if you can hear me.
Yeah, everybody who's listening at home, please raise your hand for 2 seconds. Ready? One, two. Okay, you can put your hand down now. Yeah, I think that song is like what I'm going to listen to when I'm a mom.
Yeah.
Huh?
I like the sound effect a lot. The doon, doon. That sound effect in the middle there, that was fun. And my mom doesn't like rock.
Boo.
Hey, I have a question. Are shows next week optional, or are they still mandatory? Do you still have to do them?
No, you have to come in for Thanksgiving break. No, I'm kidding. It's cool. They'll be optional. I'm not gonna make you stay here.
Oh, okay.
Yay!
Awesome. Awesome. Everybody listening.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
No, okay.
Yeah, that's the big boss. Is he the big boss?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
He's the biggest boss. We're canceled. We're actually right now.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
It's okay. I understand.
Canceled.
No.
We lost.
We ran out of money. We can't afford you guys.
Happy Dude Thanks Dudes ran out of
dude,
funding.
1 billion.
Guys, we never had any money. Had this donation.
Who's been paying this $1 billion contract then that we have?
It's the aerospace engineering school.
Oh, okay. You know we make $300 an episode.
Hey,
I'm
man.
Just kidding.
So $299.
We lose $300 every episode.
Like. Y'all make a dime, I make a dollar.
True, right? Wait. You're right.
Live, we do back. Live sports betting.
Give it up.
Each
dollar, like,
wait, would you be allowed to do live sports betting on here? Like, if you like weren't telling people, you're like, don't do this, I'm gonna do this now. On a show.
I think they're playing Tribe Called Quest.
Oh,
yeah, you go to jail. For like 4 years, I think.
Okay.
Like 4 years jail behind bars.
We'd probably just get a huge fine.
Oh.
Same thing.
And then we'd have to kick y'all out. And then UMD would be like, what the heck happened, man? And then we'd be like, they broke the FCC rules. And then UMD would be
yeah,
like,
and then they'd
that's
kick us.
On you. And then they'd take me out back and shoot me.
Okay, don't do that then, guys.
Don't do that, guys.
No,
ideas can't die.
They'll take me outside to the radio tower and make
oh.
look down from South Campus.
No. Like, people.
Look at the students, Lenny.
That's the last thing
try
you say.
Try skydiving. It's awesome. It's great. It's really fun. Well, how would you say this song is a mom song?
The granddaddy song was, I would argue, not very mom. I'm sorry. It's just too loud and like, I think, well, I don't know. My perception of my mom is like, she's done. She wants to just chill out now. She's like, how does my mom crap?
24.
Yes. My 20-year-old mom.
Loved her daddy when she was five.
Awesome.
When she was 2 years old.
Nope. My mom isn't old, but she's definitely at the point where she's kind of like, I can't deal with this or you anymore. She's very tired of things.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is reflective of that, and that's why I think the grand... I mean, maybe your mom is more like, yeah, than mine. Well, my mom's kind of like, I want to do the things I want to do, and I want to chill out. I have way more fuego than her on account of I'm very young and crazy.
I think there's a lot of, like, musical trade between me and my mom, which is why... I think she would like something like that. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's in the wheelhouse. I think that definitely Granddaddy has some weird stuff going on in a lot of their music, but I wouldn't say it's so weird or hard to like wrap your head around.
That song was definitely not for your dad.
Yeah. My dad did text me and say he didn't like it.
His song is not very good. I like that. I like that.
Straight to the point. Like, I'll allow it.
Over the entire time I've been in college, I've sent my family 2 songs. And the first time, my dad was like, okay, good. He sent a thumbs up. Second time, he was like, this is bad.
What songs?
Oh, the second song I'm going to play because my mom hated it. The last song in the episode is going to be a song that your mom would hate. And Griffin, you're going to be very surprised by this choice.
Okay.
But first, this is a song I think my mom would like because she likes like kind of chill music. This is The Postman by American Analog Set. They're performing Saturday, but I can't go, so I'm going to just play it now and cry. Oh.
It's a pretty song. I like that song. That song's pretty. And I like it.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna do a little bit more of a wacky pick from my next one. Because my mom likes some wacky tunes. I think that separates her from many other mom's taste.
Niche mom.
She's quite a niche mom, I would say. I would say so myself. But yeah, I would say that's a very mom song. That's also it's just a very pretty, gentle song. As is a lot of that album. They're good. They actually have a song on there that's called like Punk as Fuck, and it's just such a like chill little like
yes.
pretty song like the one that was just played. Good album. It's a good album.
Everybody, American Analog Set is like, it's okay. You'll be okay.
It's okay, and you know that's what moms are supposed to do.
Yep. Imagine if every time you called your mom, she was like, fuck, everything's on fire, we're all gonna die. Freak me out.
Your mom just I did pretty bad on a test. Fuck!
There's a Dave Chappelle bit where it's like, imagine if you went up to your kid and you, like, you know, kneeled down to his level, he's 7-year-old, you go, I don't know if I'm gonna make rent this week, dude.
Just freak out.
Yeah, this is a zany, silly song. It's about being jealous of a body found in a bog. That is pretty much the point of the song. It's a very silly, funny, goofy song, and I quite like it. This is The Bog Body by Viagra Boys.
That ended super abruptly.
Yeah.
That ended out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Dude, you guys don't even know. This next song is hard to explain.
I was just about to start humming it. I'm just done.
Something we don't appreciate about moms, they're old as shit.
That's crazy.
I'm kidding. But moms are just, you know, you think that moms know everything you know because, you know, you came out of them, so you assume that they've collected all the same knowledge. But they actually lived at a different time when different things were cool and true. But, you know, as I grow older, can I be honest, time is becoming a circle. My girlfriend kind of dresses like my mom. Not in a crazy way, but just like, like capris. I thought that was a mom thing, but nope. That's cool again now. Everybody wears capris again.
I sound like my dad.
Yeah, you sound like your dad. Me and my dad have the same, like, we have like an incredible brow ridge. Like our the eyebrow area is like a big bump. Yep. I thought mine was big, and then I met Lauren, but you know, he's got a powerful brow, dude.
He always looks so angry. He always is angry. Just the Hulk.
Yeah, this song is kind of like, I mean, you know, crap. Just unscrewed my mic a little bit.
Yeah.
My mom didn't go to prom. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that they don't have prom. They didn't have prom in India, but they had other stuff that was analogous. But like, you know, they listen to all sorts of music, and this song is from like I think a lot of movies from her time, and movies that I think are classics because not necessarily like specifically my mom knows them, but because she like you know has passively been like I'd be watching a movie, she'd be like, oh, I've watched that before. I'd be like, huh? But this song just reminds me of like everything from the 80s, I think. Because it's so ridiculously, like, from the 1980s.
I think the only song that rivals this in terms of, like, how 80s it is either, like, Don't Stop Believin' or Total Eclipse of the Heart.
I think the Total Eclipse of the Heart might be more mom than this one. But this one's, like, this one's definitely more mom than Don't Stop Believin', bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that one's kind of more of a dad song.
Yes. Anyways,
now I'm only falling.
Have fun with Foreigner, guys.
I've got to take a little time, a little time to think things over. In case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love. I wanna know what
play.
I want you to show me. Apparently, Griffin's mom hates that song. Dude,
that's like almost
song,
like
guys.
I don't have to look for a song that she would hate. I also, I feel like I'm struggling to do it, like find one that she would like absolutely, totally, totally freaking hate. Totally hate Wild Wild.
My mom doesn't like anything new. She's like, what? What is this? This is garbage. You listen to garbage.
Yep.
Oh, I got my song, bro. This is a song that everybody's mom will hate. I know it. You know it.
Oh, my God.
This song, I don't think there's a single mom on this earth, or at least a single mom for a college kid who's going to like this, who's going to listen to this and be like, wow, this is so good. This is a good song. Nope. That's not going to happen, guys. I know what moms don't like. Usually it's me. Usually it's like, well, no, I think I'm good with people's parents. I'm just weird. I'm just bad at, like, talking to people that are old. I never figured out. Like, my mom was always like, why can't you talk to, like, my friends? I'm like, I don't know. Your friends are so old. It's like, nope.
Sorry, I was yawning. If your mom saw this episode, she would hate you.
Nope.
Nope.
She'd be like, you better get an A on that exam on Thursday.
I'm scared.
Nah, she kind of doesn't care about my grades anymore, which is why they're so bad, probably. She's no longer like yelling at me. I've got a what in your class? I don't know.
All right. That's fair.
This song, you're all the moms are going to hate it. You might as well just, you know, Griffin's mom, you might as well just get out of here.
It's kicked up on them bars by Juicy J. Yeah, the Blue Dream and Lean.
It's
take,
Slim
mixtape.
Pickings over here, dude. Blue Dream and Lean is the name of the album. All right.
J Screen Lurich, MMG representer, Juicy J, the legend, Blue Dream and Lean, nigga. Shouts to DJ Black. Shouts to the Trapaholics.
Scream,
turn up,
scream.
Let's go.
I'm on them Xanny bars. My weed is medical. I'm on them Xanny bars. My weed is medical. I'm on them Xanny bars. My weed is medical. And I ain't had nothing to eat but some edible. Drink a lot of gin and love with a scribble. Juicy J, one crazy high ass nigga. Throwing money in the club, bitches taking pictures. And we keep that Moet flowing like a bar mister. In the bottle section, bouncing on the leather couch. Money everywhere, bouncing out the Louis pouch. Wonka, I don't sugarcoat shit.
Never.
I keep codeine in my cup with a Sprite mix.
I'm geeked up off them bars, so geeked up off them bars. I'm geeked up off them bars, so geeked up off them bars. I'm geeked up off them bars, so geeked up off them bars. I'm geeked up off them bars, so geeked up off them bars. I'm geeked up off them bars, so geeked up off them bars. I'm geeked up off them bars, so geeked up off them bars.
Let's go. 50 bars in a party bag. Swag. And some weed from Afghanistan. Swag. I'm on football. I hit the Super Bowl.
You know it.
And I live in a liquor store. I'ma stop buying weed. I'ma make it grow. I'ma stop burning weed. I'ma make it smoke. I ain't no medical doctor, but I am self-prescribed.
Yes,
ain't that nigga cooking up sushi, but I got the eye. Before I hit the plane, I'm already in the sky.
You know?
2 weeks later, I'm still in the sky.
You know?
G6 jet,
what?
Make them pussies wet.
Let's go.
Have you ever snorted Xanax? Some trippy shit.
I'm
geeked up off them bars, so geeked up off them bars. I'm geeked up off them bars, so geeked up off them bars. I'm geeked up off them bars, so geeked up off them bars. I'm geeked up off them bars, so geeked up off them bars. I'm geeked up off them bars, so geeked up off them bars. I'm geeked up off them bars, so geeked up off them bars. I'm geeked up off them bars, so geeked up off them bars.
Okay. I'm kind of doing a very unusual.
This album or this artist has 140 monthly listeners. So I think Griffin might be the only person in the state who even knows about him.
No, Gavin and probably not Johnny. I'm going to play. I don't even remember what the song sounds like, but it just kind of gave me the vibe that Amon wouldn't like
Quentin
this song.
Quentin Ahmad the God.
Yeah, Quentin Ahmad the God. This is Conk Burns. I'm not even sure what that means, but
abstract art.
Yep, here goes.
Slick, holding on bathroom floors.
What?
Talk to my bitch, don't address me or
what does?
My words in my testicles. Work for me like X and O's.
Does.
Coach Kane, Puerto Rican bitch, open you up. Doc treats you like crochet.
What?
Bagged up, thank you, have a nice day. Support black business.
What? What?
Left with no heart when I was gone, no business. Exception to one,
Jesus.
Still having visions with the razor and done. Creep when the sun sleep.
Woo.
Closed eyes, leave chalk lines. Hit too deep, bitch, I'm the guy. Pool table scene, play with my cream or regime. Far from usual, turn lips, noodles. Unusable, that's the best you can do. Young move, you overmatch anytime I enter the room. The city exists, it's a done deal. Swallow the blue pill, life an illusion, my conclusion.
What?
Sights unseen, same words for weeks. Fit the description, that's deep. Only few understand that sentence. Learn from bumping my head and old school niggas home from their beds. Why behind my ears, so Detroit red. Same snotty old niggas used to piss in the bed. Switch gears, turn fist to fuel. Take everything, never got that 40 acres in mule. Pray to me, use my mind as a tool. No shortcomings, couple niggas with dreads. Slide down, cool runners. Bass shit like Dre drumming. Always got my hands in the something. By any means, bitch, I get busy with mine. Time off your hand like you ride for your shot.
For
me, example, when your only example is crime. Come a point in your life where you gotta decide. You won't win or be another nigga that tried. Let regrets eat you inside. You won't win or be another nigga that tried. Why talk, let action speak for mine.
Come on, man. Everything's competition. Game competition with us. Drama competition.
Oh, yeah.
It is competition.
Okay,
yeah, that's all we
I think
for
that's
you guys.
Yeah, that's a good song to finish
you.
Off on. Everyone
Aye.
Loves Quentin Ahmad the God. Okay.
Quammed.
Okay.
Everybody enjoy your Thanksgiving break. We'll see you after.
Yes.
No show on next Tuesday, unfortunately, because
yes,
we're too busy giving
not.
Thanks. And party hard, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Eat so much turkey that you explode.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
eat the quirky, quirky turkey.
Yep.
Bye.
Uptight, WMUC, College Park.